Yeah. Boy, Wild Card Wednesday. You never know what the hell's going to happen on Wild Card Wednesday.
Learning so much from our listeners.
So much about our listeners, yeah. Someone voluntarily requested that song from the 847 area code, Disco Duck by Rick Dees. It's Wild Card Wednesday, man. Whatever is your fancy on Wild Card Wednesday. Pick a song, pick an artist, doesn't matter. 312-981-7200. You programmed the music bumps back from commercials and stuff. All right. Now, I saw you, Esmeralda, on the screen there, grooving to a little Disco Duck.
That song is fun. How do you not groove to Disco Duck?
Pretty
disco,
easily.
Disco Duck.
Are you familiar with Rick Dees?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Well, you worked with Brandmeier for a while, so.
Right.
You know. Rick Dees is was a DJ, I believe out of L.A., you know, and a lot of wacky morning zoo guys like to record novelty records.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny did it.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Dahl did it. They all do it. And Rick Dees did it, and it became a national smash.
Now, is he the duck?
He does the duck voice, yes.
Wonder, was there any infringement?
About, you mean, from Donald?
Right.
Hmm.
Because it sounds
he
very
does
similar.
Sound like Donald, but now,
unless...
I believe there was like a video for it too.
Was I think it was like a big.
It was a puppet.
Oh, okay.
If I remember correctly, I believe it was a puppet.
Now I just wonder: do all ducks sound like that?
Well, Daffy doesn't.
Oh, that's true.
Daffy's a much cooler duck than Donald.
Daffy's a jerk.
Daffy rules. Daffy is the king
of jerks.
Of duck jerks. So Disco Duck, Rick Dees, like a morning zoo dude, Rick Dees. Now, if I'm not mistaken, and Dan, if you can look this up, maybe the credit on the four, cause I had the 45 cause I was like 12 when it came out. So of course I liked it. and at that time I was listening to Dr. Demento like every week, and Dr. Demento played it all the time because Dr. Demento would do the funny five every week. And it would be the five most requested songs. Esmeralda, did you ever listen to Dr. Demento?
Very rarely. I remember they played it on the loop, but it was like a Sunday night.
Sunday nights. I listened to it every Sunday night. For a while, he was my competition when I had a Sunday night show on GN, and I kicked his ass in the ratings. I love Dr. Demento. He's the man. Dr. Demento is the reason Rick Geezer got started with sports songs, because of Dr. Demento. And a lot of us, you know, got very inspired by listening to Dr. Demento. And you know who Dr. Demento played all the time, Dan?
Who's that?
The genius of Dickie Goodman.
Oh, there you go.
You could hear all of the fantastic Dickie Goodman songs.
The ones with the song jokes?
That's right.
Okay.
Anyway, Dan, if I'm not mistaken, I believe the credit on this record of Disco Duck is Rick Dees and his band of idiots. Is that...
His cast of idiots.
Oh, his cast of idiots. Okay. I knew. So Rick Dees and his cast of idiots. Now, I don't know if that was his morning zoo team, because that sounds like it could be his morning zoo team. Yeah, man. Rick Dees and the cast of idiots.
I'm starting to notice that morning show bands, they know they're silly. They accept it.
Yeah.
Johnny's a leisure suits, and if you see the album covers, they're all being real silly.
His pants are always down.
Right.
That's what Brandmeier did. He would scream, yeah, baby, and then pull his pants down. Does he still do that? Does a man of his age still pull his pants down and scream, yeah, baby?
No. From the last times that I saw him perform with the leisure suits, he did not.
I worked with him, you know, for a few years here at GN.
Right.
And, you know, and he.
I don't think he ever did.
His pants were always on.
Yeah, no. You know,
I never saw him take his pants off once.
Ditto.
Now, Hector, on the other hand, I can't speak for him.
Poor Hector.
Dan, did you ever see Hector with his pants off running around in the hallways?
Not in the hallways.
No.
I'm going to go out and I'm going to throw it out there. I think they were all pantsed.
They all had pants.
They all had pants on. I don't know how you...
I don't know. I never saw Gino stand up from his desk.
That's true.
So I will say that.
I've never seen Gino stand up from it. I never saw him stand up from his desk. Now, true. Brandmeier had pants on. I will say that.
He did, yeah.
And he did run down the hall. I don't think I've ever seen a human being run all the time.
Well, he's the... They call him the hyper rooster.
He's a nut.
Yeah.
So,
And that's all natural.
You know, we got into a knife fight in the hallway. Yeah.
Wow.
It became like a saga because
I took calls on it
because I was on before him, you know, and he was running around in the hallway and we got into a knife fight. Brandmeier and I got into a knife fight. It was well documented. So, and Dan had to break us up.
With what?
Himself. He
My
got in
will.
Oh, wow.
His sheer will. He, no, you know what happened? He started playing Disco Duck, and we just started dancing, and we dropped our pants. That's what happened.
It's a whole different kind
I gotta of knife say, fight. Brand, I'm a whole different kind of knife fight. Okay. All right, there you go, everybody.
All right.
Jeez. Yeah. Okay. Well, Brandmeier and I had all kinds of a very strange knife fight. Okay, good. In all seriousness, though, Brandmeier, I love Johnny B. I love him. He was a big influence on me. When he started, you know, I mean, he became popular. I was in high school, man. The guy's been in the business a long time. You know, and there was that period of time, man, when I was listening to Brandmeier, Kev, Stephen Gary, back when our current boss, good old Jimmy, the Deacon, was running the loop at the time. I was listening to that station all the time, man. Yeah. It was funny because I was listening to GN and the Loop, and that was kind of like being a Sox fan and a Cubs fan at the same time. Because, like, the Loop kind of went out of their way. The dudes on the Loop, especially Stephen Gary, went out of their way to mock GN. And, you know, if you were listening to the Loop, you shouldn't be listening to GN. But I was. I was listening to both stations. So, yeah. Rick Dees and his cast of idiots. You know, now I want to hear some Dickie Goodman. You know? Dan, can you dig up a little Dickie Goodman?
Sure.
I don't care which one. Mr. Jaws or the Energy Crisis. He did like 8 million of them. Remember when who was it that requested, one of our listeners requested on Fly Jams Friday, some Fly Jams, Dickie Goodman?
Right. You had mentioned you weren't sure, and he had done a couple bits involving Shaft disappearing. No,
somebody's car was.
The president was kidnapped or something, and Shaft had to find him or something like that.
That's right. Dickie Goodman, man, I'm telling you. You don't know. If you did not grow up during the glory years of the genius of Dickie Goodman, you have missed out on some fantastic things in your life. If you don't remember Mr. Jaws, then it's just, I feel bad for the people out there who don't know Dickie Goodman. Now, on Dr. Demento's show, they would do the Funny Five every week, and it was a countdown of the top five most requested songs. So that's like when Steve Dahl did Do You Think I'm Disco, that was like number one for like 5 weeks in a row nationwide. And that was Steve Dahl doing Do You Think I'm Disco to the tune of Do You Think I'm Sexy. Do we have any?
Mr. Jaws.
We have Mr. Jaws. Here's a little Mr. Jaws from the genius of Dickie Goodman. Listen to the artistry.
We are here on the beach where a giant shark has just eaten a girl swimmer. Well, Mr. Jaws, how was it?
Dynamite!
And what did she say when you grabbed her?
Please, mister, please.
I know sharks are stupid, but what did you think when you took that first bite?
How sweet it is.
Mr. Jaws, before you swim out to sea, have you anything else to say? The local sheriff. Sheriff Brody, the shark will be back for lunch. What do you intend to do?
Do the dance. Make a love. Get
just arriving is oceanographer Matt Hooper. Sir, if someone is attacked by a shark, what should they do? We are going aboard the fishing boat of Captain Quint. Captain, will you be able to catch this giant shark?
I will.
Thank you, Captain. Captain, when you catch one of these sharks, what do you feel like?
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
We've just sighted the shark again. He's coming straight for us. Captain Quint is shouting something at him.
Get your baby one of these nights.
Hey, Jaws, the captain says he's going to catch you. What do you think of that? Uh-oh, here he comes again. They've hit him. Mr. Jaws, why doesn't anything seem to hurt you? He's coming right onto the boat. Mr. Jaws, why are you grabbing my hand?
Wouldn't you give your hand to a friend?
No, wait. Mr. Jaws, that's not the way this record is supposed to end. Help! Help!
The genius of Dickie Goodman. I listened to that 43 times a day when I was a kid. Dickie Goodman, genius. Now, Esmeralda, you didn't have that kind of entertainment when you were growing up.
Unfortunately not.
You're damn right, unfortunately.
No.
Dickie Goodman rules. You know, here's my question about this, though. How the hell did he get the rights to get the characters' names from Jaws? Isn't there some, I mean, could you do that? Like, could you say, yeah, here's Sheriff Brody, here's Quint, here's Hooper? I don't know.
Well, based upon your descriptions of the 60s and 70s, it was the Wild Wild West.
I guess, man. Yeah, I guess. Okay. I'm sure Carl Gottlieb loved that. So, and again, because it was shark-related, it sold 80 billion copies. Because when Jaws came out, anything that was shark-related became huge. Like, I bought a bunch of paperback books with shark bite pictures in them and stuff. Like, shark attacked victims. And I'd be like, oh, look at this. This is awesome. Sharks rule. All right. There you go. Dickie Goodman. And this is all because somebody requested Rick Dees. Aren't you glad about that? And his cast of idiots? All right. You know what I have a fear of? Rick Dees. I have a crippling phobia of Rick Dees.